Keigaku Muchu is a Buddhist monk. Since the atomic bombs were dropped in 1945 on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japanese monks have walked back and forth between those two cities with a lantern that was lit by a flame captured from the smoldering ruins of their shrine. In Zen Buddhism, 60 years is considered a sacred cycle. So this summer, they took a new pilgrimage to the Trinity site in New Mexico. That's where the atomic bomb was first tested. They wanted to close the cycle from where the atomic destruction started to where it ended in Japan. Keigaku says his journey helped him to join spiritually to countless supporters who never want atomic weapons used again.
If people in the Northern America, northern part of this United States, wants to come physically to the Trinity site, that's great too. But if they cannot come, they can be connected. I can connect with them spiritually.
The monks were not alone on their 1,600-mile overland trek from San Francisco in searing desert heat to the Trinity site. This walk was organized by Matt Taylor, co-executive director of the Global Nuclear Disarmament Fund. He says the walk has multiple goals.
The main thing that we're wanting to achieve, and Keigaku can elaborate on the spiritual side of achieving what we're doing, but it's bringing the atomic flame that has been kindled from the ashes of Hiroshima 60 years ago back to the Trinity site where it began, closing a 60-year cycle.
The Trinity test site is located on the White Sands Missile Range. The military holds an open house at the Trinity test site just 2 days per year. Jim Eccles is a spokesperson for the missile range.
You know, we get 2,000 to 3,000 folks during each open house, and they come from all backgrounds, all walks of life, all over the country. It's really amazing. You'll see young families, young kids, students on a science project, old people who were alive in World War II, veterans who will come up to you and say, you know, I was getting ready to go to the Pacific. This saved my life. To everything else, motorcycle gang members, you name it, they come.
Eccles says the Department of Defense is not likely to stop using the missile range just to welcome more atomic tourists. But the military is preserving the Trinity site.
It's significant because it is the first atomic bomb explosion or test site, and it did change our lives. The Cold War had a different tone to it because of nuclear weapons and them hanging over our heads. And of course, they're still out there, so they still influence us.
And world headlines about nuclear proliferation still make this history a flashpoint. At another historic atomic site, the job of preserving is more difficult. John Isaacson is a resource manager in the Environmental Stewardship Division at Los Alamos National Laboratories. There, the Manhattan Project was the code name for the top-secret program to build the atomic bomb. Isaacson says we're still trying to understand what to make of the beginning of the atomic age.
This is history that has gone through a number of different reanalyses over the past 50 years since the end of the war. And it's still very alive for many people, very real history for many people.
But there's a problem. Manhattan Project buildings at Los Alamos are deteriorating. Most are wooden and were thrown up hastily by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Although today the public doesn't get to see the site because it's deep within a security zone, Isaacson said it should be preserved.
And I think the Manhattan Project is a real good example of this very controversial, unresolved historical process that by preserving the buildings, it allows people to think about it. And it's important to think about.
Isaacson wants to keep the buildings in good repair for the day when they can be open to the public. He's getting some assistance. The Atomic Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. is helping them and other Manhattan Project sites across the country raise $88 million to help refurbish properties that are historically significant to the start of the atomic age. For the GLRC, I'm Marianne Colahan.